Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Listening Speaking Podcast. We're at the Intensive English Program in Columbia, Missouri, at the University of Missouri-Columbia. Now, the students in this Listening Speaking class have some very interesting interviews that they'd like to share with you today, and they're all centered around the idea of deception. You'll hear some true stories about deception of family members, friends, and even instructors, and some of them are pretty funny. So let's get started. First, we'll hear from Terson and Shumin, both of whom have interesting stories about deceiving family members.
Hello everyone, I'm Terson. This is my partner Shumin. Today we would like to talk about our interesting experience of lying.
Hello everyone, hello Terson. I'm very glad to have a presentation with you. Have you ever lied to anyone?
Hi, Shumin. Thank you for interview. Yes, I have lied to my wife.
Okay, can you share with us how did you lie to your wife? I'm very interested with your experience.
Of course, no problem. My wife hates that I smoking before we get married. She asked me, when do I quit smoking? I answered that I will stop smoking after we got married. After we got married, I didn't quit smoking. And she asked me same question. I said I will quit after we come to United States. After we come to United States, I didn't quit. Then she asked me same question again. And I promised to her I will quit smoking after we have a child.
So, did your wife see anything that you didn't quit smoking?
She usually blamed at me about smoking, but she still believed me. One day I will quit smoking.
I think you have a good wife. How long you have smoked?
Thank you, I think so. I have smoked since I was a high school student.
Well, it's too young when you started smoking. Why you started smoking? Is that because you felt stressful of study when you was a high school student?
No, I never felt stressed on my study. I started smoking because of a movie. The movie called it Red Blood High School. It's a Japanese movie. But now, I regret starting to smoke. I wanted to quit.
It's a good thing that you want to quit smoking. But how do you stop smoking, and after you have a baby, will you start smoking again?
I don't know. I didn't think about it. But I know smoking has a bad effect on children's respiratory system. After I quit smoking, I never smoke again.
Have you ever felt guilty of your wife? You have already promised her for many times, but you haven't quit smoking until now.
No, I haven't. I have a very strong resolve in my heart. She will forgive me, even I lie to her.
Okay, I hope you quit smoking one day.
Thank you, Shumin. How about you? Have you ever lied to someone? Can you share with us?
Of course. I think everyone has lied to somebody. For me, I have lied to my father when I was a high school student. I had a boyfriend and we also called each other at midnight. We even talked until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. One day, I called him, but I used the wrong number. I called to my father and he said, "What happened? Why you call me at this time? It's so late. Why aren't you asleep right now?" I was scared. I was afraid of that he would know I had had a boyfriend. So I lied to him. I said, "I need some money. It's more reliable because I always ask my father for money. In fact, most of the time, I don't seek him out unless I need money. I had not already regretted to lie to my father because I was forbidden having boyfriend at high school by my parents. I don't know what would happen if I told my father the truth.
Why did you call your boyfriend at midnight? Did you miss him?
I think it is because we had just fallen in love, so we always missed each other.
Okay, it's a very reasonable answer. What did you guys talk about?
We always talked about what happened at that day, and we also talked about our future.
Who was the most active one between you and your boyfriend's relationship?
I think for most of the couples, boys are always more active than girls. So as us, he is more active than me.
What was your goal falling in love with your boyfriend? Did you achieve the goal?
No, we wanted to go to the same university. Unfortunately, we had broken up before we graduated from high school.
I'm sorry about that. Are you in relationship with someone now?
No.
I hope you will find a kind, handsome, and a rich boyfriend.
Thank you, Tosin. I will try my best to find a boyfriend like what you described. Thank you, everyone. There are our stories. I hope you can enjoy it.
Thank you. I hope you guys subscribe it.
Okay, so we just heard from Tersen and Xumin, who are both students from China. Next, we'll listen to Junwei and Dee, who both played tricks on their friends that had to do with dating.
Hi everyone, my name is Junwei. Today I have an interview with my partner Dee about a trick that he played on someone.
Hi everyone, my name is Dee. I'm so happy to talk about this crazy and incredible trick that I played on my friend Jack.
Have you ever tricked your friend successfully?
Yeah, I pulled a wool over my friend Jack's eyes.
When was trick happened?
2 years ago, April 4th day, when I was undergraduate in Chinese University.
Where was trick happened?
This trick happened in our school apartment room. Jack is my roommate in my Chinese University.
Who thought of this trick?
The idea of a trick is thought by our five roommates together.
What's the trick?
One of our roommate, Jack, who has a girlfriend, we asked him to call his girlfriend at the morning of the April 4th day, and then told him to break up with his girlfriend. Because of the April 4th day, we thought his girlfriend would know about this calling. Just a joke, not a truth.
What did Jack say in calling?
He said, Holly, I think our relationship has already ended because we just aren't the same. Maybe you can find another great boyfriend, but that one is not me. So we are done. I hope you can get your happiness in the future.
What did Jack's girlfriend say?
His girlfriend just say, okay, are you sure? Okay, I also hope you can meet your happiness in the future.
What's the feeling of Jack after tricking?
He felt that he proud of his success because his girlfriend believed his joke, and we had a lunch to celebrate this success.
What happened in the lunch?
When we celebrated our tricking, Jack saw his girlfriend having a date with another boy, and then he walked to his girlfriend to ask who boy is. But his girlfriend said that is her new boyfriend.
It is so shock and surprising. What's the end of the trick?
Because of this trick, Jack's girlfriend becomes his ex-girlfriend. In conclusion, Jack's girlfriend was breaking up with a Jack. Jack's girlfriend had planned to break down before this trick happened.
It is so sad. I hope Jack can find his true love.
Yeah, me too. This is my trick. Thank you, everyone.
Hi, everyone. My name's Dee. Today, I have an interview with my partner, Junwei Li.
This is Junwei. I'm very pleased to be invited.
Now, let's ask Junwei some questions. Have you ever tricked your friends successfully?
Yes. Whenever I recall the trick, I always can't believe it happened. But that happened last year. This is April Fool's Day. I posted some personal information on a dating site to look girlfriend for him. The next day, my friend Xiao received a call from a stranger as I expected. However, Xiao and the stranger girl fall in love with each other. Can you believe that?
Could you please give me that website?
Of course.
Go on our topic. How did you find that website?
That's so easy. It's very famous in China, named Shiji Jiayun. You could hear many times when you watch the TV program.
What information did you post on the website?
I posted as much as possible I know because I wanted to be make it more real. So I put information about his weight, height, age, education background, life history, and his family.
How was his feeling when he received the call?
At the beginning, he was confused and surprised that why the girl knowing so much about him. But after he saw me laughing, he might understand something.
And what happened after that?
My friend was smart like me, you know. He immediately realized that it's a value change. Therefore, he asked the girl's email and phone number. They chatted until midnight in those days. Can you guess what happened later?
It is amazing. As you said, they satisfied with each other and fell in love, right?
Exactly. I couldn't believe my trick is so helpful. Do you want to try?
Sure. But I guess I'm not lucky as your friend. What does the girl look like?
She's beautiful. She has big and doubtful eyelids. She often talks with friends with smart smile. And the girl likes pop music.
How do you know that she likes music?
Because my friends chose the music bar as the first date place. My friends is good at singing, maybe. That's one of the most important reasons why the girl liked him.
It is an amazing story. I love it. I hope my friend would trick me in the way in the future.
Thank you for your listening. See you next time.
So that was Dee and Junwei. Both of them are also from China. Next, we'll hear from Richard and Ahmed. You'll hear about manipulating instructors and dressing in disguise.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Ahmed. Nice to meet you again.
Nice to meet you too. I'm Ahmed Mughri. I'm from Saudi Arabia, a student in intensive English program at level 5.
I am Richard Yampanya, from the Democratic Republic of Congo, a student in IP and in the level 5 too.
Today is Friday, February 17th, 2017, and we are at the IEP building at the University of Missouri in Columbia. So we are in the lab for the listening class.
How are you doing this afternoon, Ahmed? And do you plan something for this weekend?
I am doing well and I am happy to start the weekend. But I don't have something special to do, just sleeping and watching movies. What about you, Richard?
Oh, I'm going to be busy with my family and work. Oh, this is a good topic, and I think we have a lot of things to share with people.
Let's talk about our subject, which is deception. So, what's your experience about deception? Have you ever been deceived, or have you already deceived someone?
Yes, in today's relationship, nobody can live without deception. People are becoming more and more deceptive. So, I have one example of deception that many students use against teachers. Can you guess it?
Let me guess. I don't have any idea, because in my culture, it is really impossible or rude to do that with teachers.
Yes, you are right. Different people, different cultures.
Come on, Richard. Tell us how you deceived your teachers.
As you know, before quizzes or tests, teachers usually ask students if they have questions related to them. So some students who are not prepared for the quiz take this time to deceive teachers by asking many questions in order to lose time and to reschedule the quiz.
Oh, I see. That's why some students ask many questions before the quizzes or tests. Their real intention is only to reschedule the quizzes or tests.
Yes, this is a good strategy because students misuse their right to ask questions.
For me, I think this can be profitable for some students, but deceptive for teachers who already have scheduled everything related to their semester plan.
That is right, but as you know, school is kind of game where there are two teams. One is teachers and the other is students. And I think each team has goals to achieve and some strategies to make them. That's why I think if students use their strategy to win, on this way is not too bad.
As I said, in my culture, students can't do that.
What about you, Ahmed? Have you been deceived or have you already deceived someone?
Sure. I deceived my brother once. He was lying to me whenever I asked him about his friends. He was 14 at that time. So I wanted to know if he had good or bad friends.
Oh, but how did you deceive him?
So, one day, he was going outside and I asked him, "Where are you going?" He said, "With my friends." And I said, "Who are they?" He said, "They are the friends that I already knew." But he was nervous when he said that. I felt that something was wrong, but I told him, "Enjoy your time and be careful."
Oh, you are a good brother. After that, what happened?
His body language called my attention, so I went inside and wore different clothes with hat and glasses, and then I followed him to know who he had pretended to be with. He could not imagine that I would follow him because when he left, I was busy taking care of the garden.
My God, what did his face look like when he saw you?
He was shocked, embarrassed, nervous, and deceived. He did not even look at me because he was with bad friends whom our parents had never liked us to be with.
This is terrible. Those teenagers almost have the same behavior. It is like they have connection between them because many families have the same problems between sisters and brothers. So for this case, I feel sorry for your young brothers. And I think you did the right thing for him. And another thing is, if each one can start taking care of his brothers, we will resolve different issues for teenagers.
So, it was our pleasure to share with you guys our experience about deception. The first one was about how students deceive teachers, and the second one was about how teenagers deceive their old brothers. We hope that you're gonna enjoy our stories, and thank you for your listening. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Ahmed, and hope to see you next week. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Have a nice weekend too, Richard.
We just heard from Richard and Ahmed. Richard is from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Ahmed is from Saudi Arabia. Next up, we have Jason and Hui Lin. We'll hear about lying to an employer and also a new kind of deception, visual deception on social media.
Good morning, everybody. Today is February 17th, 2017. And me and my partner will talk about an interesting topic as the interview form. And we are in McReynion Hall, room 108 now. This is Jason and I am Hui Lin.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jason. Nice to meet you, Hui Lin. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing well today. Thanks for asking.
So we see today the weather is very nice. And actually, today I have a question for you. Have you ever tricked someone before?
Wow, it's hard to say. I did trick someone recently, but I'm not proud of it.
Really? I'm sorry about you being proud of this trick. But do you mind to share this story?
Alright. This story was happening 2 months before now. That time I was worked in the school restaurant, which is called Plaza 900. I had been working in this place almost 5 months. I was a hard worker and my manager was appreciate my hard working and he really trusted me a lot.
It sounds like your manager really likes you and seems like you have a stable job. So what happened next?
He did trust me. I remember the last day of the work was Friday. That day had a really bad weather. The roads were terrible and dangerous because of ice. I didn't want to go to work. Not because the weather was bad. The reason was I wanted to relax, instead went to work. When the manager called me, I lied to him. I told him that I can't get there on time because traffic jam made my car unable to move. But that time, I was in my room and drink hot tea. Oh my gosh, this thing made me feel ashamed. I shouldn't lie to him.
No, it's okay. So, did your manager finally know about the true reason why you didn't come to the work that day?
No, I don't have any chance to talk to him. Actually, I quit my job that time.
Why? Why you quit your job? I think this is a very good job for you. So, just because that day you didn't come to the work, so you quit this job?
No. It's because my mom wanted me to quit that job. Last time she told me that make money wasn't not my business. The only thing I should do is study. She thought that if I focus on work, then I would not study very hard. So that's why I quit my job.
Oh, yes. I think your mother was right. I totally can understand your mother's feeling. But I think it is a good thing that you can finally focus on your study again.
Yes, that's true. So how about you? Have you ever tricked someone before?
Yes, of course I do. This is a funny story and that I feel a little embarrassed.
Oh, that sounds interesting to me. Do you mind to talk about it? I would love to hear it.
Well, it happened 3 years ago. The time I just graduated from my high school, me and my best friend, we made a plan to go travel outside. And I asked my mom to see if she agreed or not. I was surprised that she agreed with this. So me and my best friend go ahead to buy a ticket and we travel to the north of China, where is a famous for the good view of beach and sea. When we were talking on the beach, my friend said, "Look at this, it's so beautiful. I don't think you have taken any picture yet. Why don't you take a photo here? I can take it for you." I say yes and have a nice pose waiting for her. She crouched down and get out her phone and put the phone in the lower hilt. She said it will make me look taller. Then I really like this picture and I save this photo and post it on my WeChat Moment. Many friends of mine point the like, and some friends who were not familiar to me said I look pretty now and also taller now. But a few of my friends who were familiar to me, they said I was not as same as the other me on the picture. So I feel embarrassed.
Oh, don't feel embarrassed. That's an interesting story. So where did you went that time?
Actually, I went to Dalian, which is a good city for traveling, especially the sea was very beautiful. It's located in Shandong province.
Oh, I remember I went there before. When I was young, I have been there, and that was a really good place to visit.
Yes, me too. I really enjoy the view there. So, I very appreciate Jason can talk with me about this topic. And today was a nice day, and thanks for Jason sharing his story about he didn't go to the work and finally he quit his job, and also my experience about post a pretty picture.
Thank you, Huiling. It's a good talk with you today.
I'm very glad to see you, and I wish I could see you next time.
See you.
That was Jason and Hui Len, both of whom are from China. We've got one more for you today, and it's from Hannah and Alan. This last one is about playing hooky in high school and deceiving someone with food.
Hello, everyone. Today is January 25th, 2017. My name is Alan.
This is Hannah, and we are intensive English program students at McQuinnold Hall.
Now we are going to share some funny story about playing a trick on someone.
Okay, it sounds interesting. Do you know some quiet places to go?
Let's go to Starbucks and chat a little bit.
Good idea. Let's go to it.
Have you played a trick on someone?
Oh yes, I have an unforgettable experience about deception.
Oh, what is it?
I remember that I need to take some math classes at weekends in my senior high school.
And why is it unforgettable?
In fact, I didn't like to participate in these classes.
Me too. It's too boring and hard to focus on. So I always feel sleepy during messy classes.
Yes, you know, my friend had the same thought because she thought the classes are too boring. So we decided to take a day off and go shopping together. However, our parents could not agree us to do that. But we were really eager to have a rest. Therefore, we just told our parents that we needed to take classes at that time and took our backpacks with us. when we left home. So that it would look like we were going to school. We just put the wool over their eyes. Then we found an excuse to take our day off. We felt happy and went shopping at the mall. We also tried to eat a lot of delicious food at that day.
Wow, you did a lot of things at that day.
Yes, fortunately, our parents didn't know these truths. Although I had a wonderful day, I know this behavior is not good, and I wasted my parents' money when I took a day off. Thus, I decided not to tell a lie anymore. This is one of my secrets. So, could you keep this secret, please?
Okay, I will keep the secret.
Thank you. So, how about you? Do you have any good stories about playing a trick on someone?
Yes. In my senior high school, I had a best friend who named Zhou Li. We had really deep relationship. We always played trick on each other. And one day, in the lunchtime, my friend and I went to the dining hall for having the delicious chicken sandwich. It's a really long line to get it. After half hour later, we got it, and my friend said that he was thirsty, so he went to buy some drinks. Then I put mustard on his chicken. After he went back, I was trying to not laugh. However, when he bit it, he scratched up his face and I can't stand to laugh. He said that was the most impressive trick that he ever been made.
If I were your friend, it must be impressive.
Yes, I think so. Actually, we are best friends, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, it's great.
Thank you. It's a nice conversation. Today, Hannah and I talked about some interesting stories. She and her friends played a trick on their parents. They didn't want to take math classes at senior high school because the classes are too boring. So they took a day off from their teacher and they just hang out all day. After that, she thought it is not good. So she decided never lie to others. And for me, I have played a trick on my best friend, Zhou Li. I gave him a chicken sandwich with mustard and pretended to nothing happened until he ate it. And after he bit it, I cannot help myself to laugh. That's all our stories. Thank you for listening.
See you guys next time.
You've been listening to the Listening Speaking Podcast at the University of Missouri Columbia in the Intensive English Program. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time, please. These same students are working on some more stories that they'd like to share with you. In our next podcast, you'll hear about conflicts over personal space. We hope you'll tune in.